Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Monday morning. It is the 29th day of September. Hope all is well with you.
Good morning.
It's World Heart Day today. My heart is beating at last check.
So is mine, so we're good there.
It's also World Coffee Day.
Nice.
Notice I didn't say free coffee day. People hear coffee day and was like, oh, Wawa should give us a coffee for free today.
No, it's just coffee
why should,
day.
Why should they? Why should they?
I mean, yeah. I wish they every might, day, huh? But yeah.
I don't drink coffee, so I don't care.
No, that's true. You're like one of the only people in the world that's not
impacted exactly right.
By this.
There's three of us, and I'm one of them.
What freedom.
It's also World Deaf Day. A shout out to all of our deaf listeners. Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. Governor Phil Murphy says he'll oppose any attempt to repatriate the remains of Asada Shakur back to the United States. Shakur, who changed her name from Joanne Chesimard, was convicted of killing New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forster during a shootout back in 1973. She died last week in Cuba at the age of 78. Governor Murphy and others have worked with the State Department for years to try to bring back the fugitive Shakur to New Jersey.
Police in Egg Harbor Township are investigating a burglary that occurred this week at M&S Produce on the Black Horse Pike. Police say it happened overnight Saturday. Police have not identified what was taken. Nobody was hurt, and no other details are available.
A busy section of Fire Road in Egg Harbor Township will be closed for 9 days beginning today. Fire Road will be closed from the Black Horse Pike to Washington Avenue to allow for road work at the railroad crossing.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, high of 79, slight chance of a sprinkle late in the day.
Davis, Catcatry 107.3. Hey, Cash Cow is here today. 10 chances to win $1,000. First chance is at 8:20 this morning. Right now, though, it's time for Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.3.
We're talking about Kelsea Ballerini. She hit the stage in Chicago. She got real after her breakup with Chase Stokes this weekend. Actor Chase Stokes, you probably know him best from Netflix's viral show, Outer Banks. She even covered Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. She told the crowd, your girl needed this week. The split, yes, it was all love, but it was just bad timing. Busy schedules, but Kelsea says music is how she's healing right now. And we've got that moment Kelsea opened up to the crowd about to break up. CatCountry1073.com. She's answering all the questions. Go check that out. Jelly Roll's wife, FunnyXO, is clapping back at people making shallow comments about Jelly's massive weight loss. He looks great. He's down over 180 pounds, still working towards his goal. But Bunny says at the end of the day, he's the same man she fell in love with. She even dropped a Shallow Hal reference, reminding you, you know, like, it's what's inside that really counts. So she doesn't know why everybody thinks she's freaking out over his weight loss. She loved him then. She loves him now. Bunny's talking Jelly Roll's weight loss right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
This will be to win $1,000 made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. Your first chance to win the moolah on Cash Cow comes up at 8:20 this morning.
$1,000. Yes, please.
I want to say hi to everybody I met over the weekend. I was there Saturday in Margate at the Margate Fall Fun Fest on the Bay in Margate. This thing was so huge, I was unexpectedly overwhelmed by the amount of people.
Oh, that's fun.
The amount of vendors. Had such a good time. Met a lot of nice people. Golf. I don't know if you watch golf at all. You're not a fan of golf. But they had the Ryder Cup over the weekend. The Ryder Cup pits the United States against Europe. And Europe had a big lead before yesterday, and then United States came back, but Europe still won. And it's funny because it's golfers from the United States versus golfers from Europe. Except all the golfers from both teams pretty much live in Florida year-round.
Oh, not so right. Right. There it was
funny. It was loud. It's the loudest golf tournament of the year. And it's,
I feel like you're supposed to be crazy. Quiet. Aren't
well,
you
except,
to be quiet when
except
you
here. There's lots of cheering.
Oh.
This sounds like
my kind of golf tournament.
It was on Long Island this year.
And of course it was.
2 years it'll be in Europe. They switched back and forth, but it was crazy. Hey, coming up at 7:20, our Joe and Jada question of the day today. What's the most original, funny, weirdest excuse you've ever used or heard for calling out of work? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Actually, this will just be a reading of all of Jana's excuses.
I've tried to never call out of work. What do you mean?
But every time it's very original.
What?
Jennifer in Vineland, I like her answer. Coworker swore he couldn't come to work because his horoscope said travel was dangerous that day. He meant it and didn't come into work. Cow for a chance to win $1,000 happens at 8:20 this morning. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall.
Here we go.
We do this every weekday morning at this time. Scott lives in Little Lake Harbor. He sent us the joke when he used this morning.
Right,
thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
I met my wife at a singles night. I was actually surprised. I thought she was at home with the kids. Congratulations to Jana. She has scored again in her NFL picks.
I was about to be like, what did I do? Yay.
You had three picks Friday. You picked the Eagles, Houston, and the Chiefs. All three teams won. Jana, you're now 10 wins, 2 losses on the season. If you're betting money with Jana, you're making millions.
Oh, that's so exciting. What a great weekend.
Jana's picks come up every Friday. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we off to today?
We're off to Italy. A man arrested for a crime had his mugshot taken. It was, of course, posted in social media. Someone recognized the shirt the man was wearing in his mugshot as one stolen from him in a previous robbery. So the man was charged with even more crimes. Although that's kind of an oxymoron. I hope you had a good weekend. Coming up at 7:20, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What funny, crazy, weird excuse for missing work have you given or have you heard someone else give? It's usually somebody else. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Good morning, we're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. 95 years in prison for a former Vineland bowling alley owner who tried to have the prosecutors and judges in his case killed. Steven Schmink, who owned a bowling alley in Vineland, was already in prison for arson for trying to burn down a rival bowling alley. Friday, he was given almost a century of prison time for hiring two men to kill the prosecutors and judges from his case. The 62-year-old from Philadelphia, convicted on 5 counts of attempted murder and other charges last month, his would-be hitmen, also from Philly, pleaded guilty in their roles.
Governor Phil Murphy says he'll oppose any effort to bring the remains of Asada Shakur back to the U.S. Shakur, formerly Joanne Chesimard, was convicted of killing a New Jersey state trooper back in 1973. She died in Cuba last week at 78. Murphy says the state spent years working with the feds to try and bring her back.
A busy section of Fire Road in Ann Arbor Township will be closed for 9 days starting today. Fire Road will be closed between the Black Horse Pike and Washington Avenue to allow for road work at the railroad crossing.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny with a slight chance of a sprinkle later on in the day. High of 79.
Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Birthday Shoutouts start right now. Belated happy birthday wishes to Terry Lee McGowan of Galloway. Terry Lee's birthday was Saturday.
Hope you had a great one, Terry.
Also, we missed this last week. It was our fault. Caitlin Accord of Laureldale is now officially 40 and fabulous. Happy birthday, Caitlin.
Go, Caitlin.
Happy birthday to Samantha Shea of West Cape May. Samantha's 46. Woo! Joanne Wayand of Cape May Courthouse is 64. Happy birthday, Joanne.
All right, Joanne.
Happy birthday to Brandon Hibble, who's 37. Chris Labs of Estelle Manor is 78. Happy birthday, Charmaine Scheid. Lori Staley of Atlantic City celebrates today. It's Renee Hamber's birthday. Renee is 54. Alyssa Lee of Tuckerton has a birthday. Happy birthday, Cassandra Shellhorn of Galloway, who's 60. Scott Martin of Galloway is 53. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout-out, Samantha Shea of West Cape May. She's 46.
Happy birthday, Samantha.
By the way, thank you for all your birthday wishes. My birthday was yesterday. It was Three Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jason Aldean burning it down. We're talking work excuses this morning on our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What's the most creative, funny, weird, bizarre work excuse you've ever given or someone else has given? 609-383-1073. 609-383-1073. At a former radio station I used to work at a long time ago, we had a hot young secretary, and you were allowed to call them hot young secretary in those days. In those days, you could say that.
Yeah.
But she would call in with female trouble every other Friday morning.
On a Friday?
Well, because we found out Thursday was ladies' night at the club that she went to. So that worked out.
Hey, she knows how to live.
On our Facebook page, Regina said, I mentioned this before, but an old coworker called out because she couldn't find her shoes.
What?
She couldn't come to work because she couldn't find her shoes.
But, like, you don't have other shoes?
She also called in one time because she couldn't figure out a way around road construction that was going on between her house and work.
Yeah, that's super annoying.
Jennifer, my dog...
I would be annoyed,
My
actually.
Dog brought in a possum through the doggy door. Yikes.
Not Listen, if my dog brings in a squirrel or anything else in my house and it's running around my house, I'm calling out too. I got to get this thing out. Sorry. That's like a freak accident.
Mike in EHT, I once called out because my cat was sitting on my car keys and she looked too comfortable to make her move.
Listen, it's not our fault. They're adorable, okay? They're just so cute. What do you want me to do?
Brian in Galloway called out once saying my garage door was frozen shut and my car was inside.
Was it really?
Well, he says, I'm glad no one checked because I don't have a garage.
That's hysterical. That's the best.
This is on Facebook from Casey.
I'm scared.
My husband had a coworker call out because his ovaries hurt.
We'll leave it there.
Cash cow comes up at 8:20. $1,000 up for grabs this morning. In the meantime, the Joe and Jonna question of the day today. What's the weird / funniest / craziest excuse you've ever given or heard somebody else give for calling out of work? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. For the next 10 minutes, we're going to read excuses that Jonna has given for calling out of work. I'm kidding.
I'm like, that's one of the problems I don't have. Don't put that on me.
Yes. Well, having you call and say I broke my foot because I fell downstairs while delivering somebody flowers.
He didn't believe it till he saw it.
Sounded fake, yes.
But then he was like, oh, crap. This is
from our app from Joanne in Marmora. Over the weekend, she sent this to us. She says, funny / worst work call out was October 5th of 2014. I was working as an EMT in Atlantic City. I used the auto start for my car. When I walked out the door at 6:30 a.m., I found my car was on fire.
That's crazy.
When I called out, my coworker on the other end of the phone wasn't sure what to think. I ended up sending them a picture. And when Christmas came, I was gifted a fire extinguisher from a coworker. That's good.
I mean, useful, practical.
Sandy said, my coworker said she couldn't come to work because she had to take her daughter to therapy. But my boss thought she said dog to therapy.
Oh. But she said dog. Yeah. I hope she didn't tell anybody that. She could have gotten in a lot of trouble for mistaking that.
David from Absecon, I once said I had jury duty. My boss actually called the courthouse to check and found out court wasn't even in session, so I got in trouble. Cat Country Morning Trivia now steps up to the plate. 609-383-1073 or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs this morning on Trivia. Two tickets to see singer Gary Allen. It's that Watch an Airplane singer. He's going to be at Caesars in Atlantic City this Saturday night at 8.
Ooh.
Love Gary Allen. Two tickets for Gary Allen when you win trivia this morning. Here's the question. There are more than 900 plants. And by plants, I mean big buildings that make stuff. Sure. There are more than 900 plants around the world in operation solely for the purpose of producing this product. What is the product? There are over 900 plants around the world that make this one product. What is the product? 609-383-1073. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Up for grabs this morning, two tickets to see Gary Allen. Gary Allen in Atlantic City at Caesars this Saturday night at 8. You got two tickets for the show. Here's the question. More than 900 places around the world, plants, buildings, big buildings with stuff inside. Over 900 plants around the world are in operation solely for producing this. What is it? Hi, Cat Country.
Bottled water?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it bottling plants?
I need you to be a little more specific.
Coca-Cola bottling plants?
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Woo!
Right.
What's your name?
Keith.
Oh, Keith. Where are you from, Keith?
Debbie Courthouse.
We've got two tickets ready to see Gary Allen this weekend. Congratulations.
Congrats, Keith. Good job.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Coca-Cola. Cash Cow is back today. $1,000 winners each and every weekday. What you need to do is listen starting at 8:20 a.m. every hour, 20 minutes past the hour, for us to give you a Cash Cow code. You get the code, you take it to the Cat Country 107.3 app, you snap it in, we call you the next day and tell you $1,000.
Easy peasy.
First chance to win is at 8:20 this morning. Cash Cow made possible thanks to our friends at Benadryl. Good morning. Where are three things you need to know this morning? 95 years in prison for a former Vineland bowling alley owner who tried to have the prosecutors and judges in his case killed. Stephen Schmink, who owned a bowling alley in Vineland, was already in prison for arson for trying to burn down a rival bowling alley. Friday, he was given almost a century of prison time for hiring two men to kill the prosecutors and judges from his case. The 62-year-old from Philadelphia, convicted on 5 counts of attempted murder and other charges last month, his would-be hitmen, also from Philly, pleaded guilty in their roles.
Governor Phil Murphy says he'll oppose any effort to bring the remains of Asada Shakur back to the U.S. Shakur, formerly Joanne Chesimard, was convicted of killing a New Jersey state trooper back in 1973. She died in Cuba last week at 78. Murphy says the state spent years working with the feds to try and bring her back.
A busy section of Fire Road in Ann Arbor Township will be closed for 9 days starting today. Fire Road will be closed between the Black Horse Pike and Washington Avenue to allow for road work at the railroad crossing.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny with a slight chance of a sprinkle later on in the day, high of 79.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, patient, can I administer my own anesthetic? Surgeon, go ahead, knock yourself out.
Get it?
Number two, I could be lost at sea and my knee would still find a table corner.
Probably,
Number three, I know AI is all the rage, but I've benefited more by how far the stretch denim technology has come along. Keep up the good work.
I would agree. Keep it coming. Keep it stretchy. And I thank you.
Number four. I like this one. First person who eat a crab must have been some kind of freak.
He had to crack it open.
We're Joe and John. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. These kind of things didn't happen back when we could smoke at our desks.
Because you know what? People were less stressed out.
Jonna, I can't begin to tell you how weird the world was. Everyone smoked everywhere. You'd walk in an office and there'd be a cloud of smoke. And you couldn't say anything because everybody smoked.
It is funny because, like, you see, like, the old movies from, like, early 80s where, like, even in the cities where, like, everybody had a cigarette walking down the street.
When people say, how has life changed in the last 50 years? It hasn't been technology. It's been the fact that Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna, it's 8:20. You know what that means? Cash cow time.
She's mooing, baby. You know what you can do with $1,000? I've been thinking about this. You can make the most epic family costume South Jersey has ever seen just in time for Halloween. Whether you want to make it Jurassic Park themed, you want to throw it, get like an electric something, do something on it so you can do the little buggy thingy that like drives through Jurassic Park.
Do something with a thingy. Okay.
Yes. You could be like create the most epic costume ever. And I'm so jealous.
$1,000 up for grabs today on Cash Cow. What you need to do is listen for the Cash Cow codes 10 times every hour, about 20 minutes past the hour from now through 5:20 p.m. At each of those times, we're going to give you a code. You're going to take the code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app at the Win Cash button and plug in the code. If you don't have the Cat Country 107.3 app, download it. It's free. It's called Cat Country 107.3.
Do it right now.
Here's your first code of the morning, 237. That's 237. Enter the code on the Cat Country 107.3 app, and hopefully we'll be calling you tomorrow to tell you one of three.